the deciding factor with Swaggart's getting a start today over somebody else?
Well, we need a starter today, and he is in line, and we felt like this gives us our best chance to win against a pretty much a right-handed club. There's some lefties sprinkled in there, but love the way Albert threw the ball in spring training for us. He pitched all the way there right till the end till we kind of set the roster, but he had an outstanding camp. The strike-throwing ability, sits in the mid-90s, showed really good secondary stuff, pitched against a lot of A lineups in spring training, and as we've talked about a lot so far this year, you can't really judge everything on spring training, but his stuff was really good, and he's a really cool story, so we're happy to give him the ball today. Well, I just think, you know, like I said, spring training is spring training, so it's impossible to evaluate, honestly. But he showed really good stuff throughout camp. So from his first bullpen on, I think he opened our eyes from the stuff that was coming out of his hand. And, you know, you see 96, and you see him throw his fastball by guys with life, and then the secondary stuff, he was throwing for strikes also. And he kept doing it every 5 days. We're excited about it. So this is why you have major league depth and need it today.
You guys have worked a lot with him since midway through last season on improving velocity and rework his mechanics. What do you feel like are the changes that have kind of allowed him to get to this point now where he's on the cusp of making a major league return?
Albert?
Yeah.
I haven't known we worked with him last year. Didn't we sign him internationally?
Well, you signed him from Korea.
Yeah. I'm not really sure, to be 100% honest. That would be a pitching coach's question.
Brandon, we all saw the impressive pitching mind last night from Bradish. What did you hear from your
results? Yeah, so positive reports, came off the mound feeling good. He saw him this morning as well. He's excited about his outing, excited for his next rehab start. But the bottom line was he felt good after 40-plus pitches and 3 innings and got some reports from some people that were there that said the stuff looked really good, so we're happy about that.
Is Means one more rotation turn away from potentially returning?
Yeah, at least. Yep.
Brandon, you mentioned Kowser's aggressiveness as a big factor in his explanation this time around. Is he still kind of, I guess, finding himself as a hitter at the big league level in terms of being able to leverage what he does really good with what pitchers are trying to do to him at a given time?
Whatever he's doing this week, let's just keep doing that, besides 2 nights ago. He's definitely more aggressive this year than he was last year when he first got here. And then I think he realized that he was 0-2 every count early in the year, when he first got here last year. And so then he started to be almost overly aggressive, and then he had a tough time kind of finding that balance. And I think he did a really great job talking a lot about this offseason, at the end of the year last year, this offseason with our hitting guys and kind of maybe simplifying his approach and understanding what he can handle, what he can't handle, when to be aggressive, when not to. He's still a really young hitter, and he's going to have his ups and downs, and this last 8 or 9 days has been unbelievable. I love to see him when he swings at strikes, and because he's got power, and he's got speed, and he hits the ball hard. He can use the whole field. So doing damage on strikes is great. You know, I think teams are going to make adjustments to him too, so he's got to make adjustments along the way, but he's a smart guy and he understands that. And so I think he's made huge strides since last year.
I know Jackson is still trying to figure it out right now. He seems to be falling behind early in counts. Do you want him to get more aggressive maybe earlier to start his at bat?
Not really, no. I want him to be ready from the first pitch on to swing at a strike, but if it's not something he can drive, I want him to take it. I think one of his strengths is you know, coming through the minor leagues, his ability to take a walk and his ability to get in hitters' counts. And when I see him kind of getting deeper in a count, I just think there's a lot of chase there, and there's just trying to do a little bit too much to put the ball in play. And that's just a young player's approach of really trying to get a hit. I want him to honestly stop trying to get a hit and just try to take a good at bat. And the best at bat I've seen him take, honestly, for me was the out to left field a couple of days ago. 3-2, we worked the count to 3-2 and put the ball hard and play the other way. For me, that's his best at bat since he's been here. So I think that there's more in there. I just think he needs to get a little bit more comfortable and it's not easy.
You mentioned all those attributes with Kowser offensively. What do you view him as like going forward? Like, what kind of offensive profile do you see for him?
I mean, pretty much kind of what he's doing right now, honestly, the ability to play three spots in the outfield. I mean, it's so hard to play center field in the major leagues. There's only so few people that can do it. And for him to, with his size and speed, he can do it. And so that's a check mark in a box that a lot of people can't do. That coupled with left-handed power, but also the ability to hit the ball the other way. And that's hard for a lot of people to do as well. So what is he profiled as? I think somebody that can do a little bit of everything and just be really, really solid. Give you a really good at bat every time. Have a chance to go deep. Have a chance to take a walk and run the bases well, and be able to play three spots in the outfield. That's a really good major league player.
We're talking about all these young hitters' approaches. Do you see change or maturation in Vestberg's approach?
Well, you're talking about guys that are swinging the bat really well right now. So his approach right now has been great. Westy's putting the ball in play with two strikes. He's hammered some mistakes, some two strike mistakes that they've left kind of up and out over the plate, which is fantastic that he's ready for it. But he's showing you power and be able to hit the ball the other way, and gonna be a good player. Thanks.